The message for today comes from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 15 to 20. In the Hebrew Bible, we find several recurring topics. Among them are the subject of the law and the promised land. These two topics occupy enough space in the Hebrew Torah to spend a lifetime studying and reflecting on them. As in any change of leadership, Moses is giving Joshua the authority to guide and lead the Hebrew community to the promised land. But their loyalty is not with Moses, nor with the patriarchs, nor with Joshua. Their loyalty is committed to God and the law. In the middle of the desert, the Hebrew people are at an important moment in their history. They should decide whether to take the via positiva, following the principles that will sustain them and their children as a nation, or to take the via negativa, the path of evil. The via positiva, or God's proposal for the new Hebrew nation, is to take the path of the moral, the just, the path of what their own constitution or law indicates. Taking the path of the via positiva sometimes requires courage, decency, and principles. As a theologian said, the via positiva is the way things should be. God tried to teach the Hebrews the way of la via positiva. So their laws of coexistence were much more important than centralizing power in one person only. The day the Hebrews decide to forget their social contract, choosing Saul as king, that day they fell into moral ruin. Moses was trying to communicate a profound truth to the Hebrews. The most important thing was not their leaders, not the scrolls in which the law was written. The important thing was to obey for love what was written. Because what is the point of having the best laws in the world if the community is not willing to obey it? What is the point of calling ourselves Christians if our faith has no impact on our political reality? If our faith in God does not serve as an instrument to find a safe, egalitarian, and just moral north, so our faith is a mask to disguise our double standard and our spineless personality. Over the years, I have learned to be very careful about listening to the message preached by white Christianity in America or the white American gospel in the United States, especially when from the pulpit we speak one thing and with our budget we do the opposite. As an example, recently Mormon Senator Mitt Romney, at the impeachment moment for this president, astonished the whole country, saying, "As a Senate juror, I swore an oath before God, exercise impartial justice. I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am." But on the other hand, the evangelical leader Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, said about Romney, "Romney should keep his religion in his personal life." What Senator Romney meant to all his fellow Republicans and the entire country, Christians and non-Christians, is that there was not a political decision in front of them, but a moral and ethical one. The same way Jesus called white gate to la via negativa, Jesus said, "For the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it." When a country chooses the negative way or la via negativa, or the path of corruption and immorality, it has brought a curse on itself because it has decided to go against its own principles and ideals. The law represented for the hearers what for us as a nation is the Constitution. God advised them to follow the statutes of that document, and when deciding, they should use it as a God's voice for them. The constitution of any country is written to benefit and protect the citizens of that country. When it is used to punish the most vulnerable and to benefit a few in power, then that nation has violated the most valuable of itself, has negotiated with its moral ideals. It is also happens with us as Christians. We have agreed to be guided by noblest and highest goal of the Christian faith. We live in more complex society today, and although there are some out there who want to impose on us Hebrew laws that were organized and prepared for other types of community and cultures in the past, the truth is that our situation is more complicated. We are part of a country with one of the best constitutions in the world. And also, as members of this church, we have agreed to live according to our bylaws and covenants that are hung on those walls. We are not talking about here about some Hebrew ancient codes of 3,000 years ago. We are talking about three things: our constitution, our codes of coexistence, and our faith. Walking on la via positiva requires that we learn how to reconcile our religious ideas and faith with the well-being of everyone in the community. That is, our faith in God is oriented to the common good, where no one is excluded. What things should we start doing so that our church, our community, and this country walk the via positiva, or the how things should be way? In recent years, our country has decided to run along the path of the via negativa. The damage to the environment, xenophobia, homophobia, racism, social and economical disparity are a few and greater evidences that we are in the wrong path. Today's passage reminds us that there is always an opportunity to do things right. And as a community of faith, we want to take seriously our commitments, working hard, so to turn this mess to how things are supposed to be. In this year 2020, here at United Church of Chapel Hill, we want to do our part by moving our community to vote so we can change the direction of this ship that seems to sail without a moral compass. We leave this place full of the Holy Spirit to walk alone, to walk in the via positiva, willing to change our reality to how it should be. Amen.